Thank you for calling the Hero Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I am.
Sure. Just to confirm, if you haven't started any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was it yourself that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years, or was that a family member?
Well, I would use it at hair salons as well as home, but mainly at hair salons.
Okay, so it was you that used it, so you're filing on behalf of yourself then. And which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Very sorry to learn that. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
So it was about October 17th of 2023.
And what state are you in?
California.
Oh, we're also in California. We're in Irvine. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay. Just up the way from us. And then real quick, I want to make sure that I get this next field over. When you were diagnosed, what medical center or facility or hospital were you diagnosed at?
San Antonio Regional Hospital.
In Texas?
No. That's in Upland, California. They're on San Bernardino Road.
Okay. Upland. Oh, there it is. I see it now. The name confused me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I should have been more clear.
Well, no, you did mention, the most popular San Antonio, I think, at least for me, would be in Texas. So I just wanted to reconfirm, because I have spoken to people who, get diagnosed in one state but now live in another. So just wanted to double check. And then what was your doctor's name?
So the doctor that I got diagnosed with cancer was my OBGYN, and that's Dr. Franklin Johnson.
Franklin, and then Johnson, Franklin Johnson?
Yes, that sounds correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then just to confirm here, you did use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes. I used it about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. So every 6 to 8 weeks, so that would be what, at least like 5 or 6 times a year or so, somewhere around there?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. And then you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of California, right?
Yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
Now, do you know anybody else that used the hair relaxing products that ended up getting a serious ailment, or not really?
I don't know. No one shared that with me.
Okay, got it. Now, when would you say you started using the hair relaxer products?
I would say, around my 25th birthday, so like in November of 1999.
And then when did you stop?
I stopped using it once I got my diagnosis for ovarian cancer back in October of 2023.
Okay. So from 1999 to 23, so roughly around 24 years or so, right? And then I know you said you used it at primarily at home. Do you recall what brand you were using primarily for the most part?
For the most part, I always used Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments did you receive?
So they did a complete hysterectomy surgery. where they removed my ovaries, my uterus, and my cervix. And then after that, I underwent chemotherapy and then immunotherapy, and they gave me some pain medication to manage all of that.
Wow, okay. And then around what date was your surgery, do you recall?
It was about 3 or 4 days after my diagnosis, so probably around the 21st or 22nd. I'm not exactly certain of the date.
Sure. Okay, that's a very good estimate. Now, was Dr. Johnson the one that also treated you?
No, the oncologist treated me. That was Dr. Mark Angelique.
I'm sorry, you said Dr. Mark?
Angelnik. I think his spelling was like A-G-U-L-N-I-K.
N-I-K. Let me see if I can look him up just to make sure that I get the proper spelling here on my end. Ah, there he is. Okay, let me plug that in. A-G-U-L-N-I-K, okay. And then it was at the same San Antonio Regional that you were treated as
yes.
Well?
Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Let me plug that portion in. And then for the recording, will you confirm your gender, please?
I'm African American.
Your gender?
A female.
Oh, thank you. And then I have your name spelled S-H-A-R-R-O-L-L. Last name S-M-I-T-H. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then your email shows as Cheryl with an S at the end. So I guess first name, last initial at yahoo.com. And
yes,
then
that's correct.
Your cell shows as 323-412-6003. Is that right?
Yes.
And then what would be your current mailing address?
That's P.O. Box 1446, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91729.
Okay. Bear with me here. I'm going to have to type it in a couple different spots.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that was P.O. Box 1446, and that's in Rancho Cucamonga, California. And then we have
mm-hmm.
the zip code you said was 92719?
91729.
91729. Okay, let me edit that one. And then what county is that in?
That's in San Bernardino County.
San Bernardino. Perfect. Let me put that in there. All righty. And then let me go to the last section here. We're just about done. This next portion just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Would you like to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really. I haven't really shared a whole lot.
Sure, not a problem. And then the last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
November 23, 1974.
11/23/74, right?
Yes.
And then the social?
It's 565-43-9630.
I'm going to read that back to you. That's 565-43-9630.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send an automated DocuSign via text and email for an e-signature. My system's just double-checking
mm-hmm.
everything, making sure I didn't miss any of the fields. And then you should get that text and email notification at the same time. You can open up either one, whichever is more convenient for you. They'll both go to the same spot. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next.
Okay. You said you sent it via email?
Mm-hmm. Email and text message.
Okay. Okay, and it's loading the DocuSign now.
Sure, take your time.
Okay. Okay, the document has been loading.
Sure.
And I think on the second page of it, it wants me to click sign to accept.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I find a second area. I'm just going through the documents where it says to click sign.
Right. And
my initials.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the yellow finish button and you tap it, if nothing happens, that means we might have missed a click somewhere else.
Okay. Okay, so you're done fine.
Let me double check here. And, yep, you are all set for now. In about a week's time or so, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves and to double check the work that was sent to them to ensure there's no clerical errors or anything of the sort. So their call, even though it'll be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call because they don't confirm you in their system until they re-verify everything with you to check for accuracy, because human error does happen. But other than that, you're all set for now. Okay, Cheryl?
Okay, thank you so much, Emmanuel.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.